As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend. One of the all-time weekends.
Yeah, man.
Just like everybody did great. Everybody's happy. Everybody's happy to be here, and we got 3 hours to talk about all kinds of different stuff. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, it's just a beautiful, beautiful, perfect weather, accomplishments, just weekend, man. It was just, I mean, yesterday was awesome, dude. I swear to you, I got up at like 6:30 yesterday, put on shorts, and didn't put a shirt or shoes on all day.
Oh, good for you.
All day. I'm talking about like just, I went to the corner store like Spicoli? Off of Fast Times Ridgemont High. Yeah, had to run up there and get some from the corner store.
No shirt, no shoes?
No shirt, no shoes.
No problem.
No problem.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, dog. That's what I'm saying.
They must know you up there.
Yeah, they do. That's my spot there, man. They see me coming and everything like that. But yeah, it was a great week. Got a chance to see your family and everything, which was always great. Man, Bo Johnson, champion.
Yeah.
Champion.
Champion. Bo Johnson softball over there. Champion Bo Johnson. Yeah, Juice, man. Johnson, shout out.
Man, that's freaking awesome, man.
That ring she had on her hand just was huge.
Yes, I love it.
And beautiful and earned.
It was great. I got to see my girl. My little niece in her little ballet, which was it's always great when you watch your kids do stuff, but when they're that age doing stuff, it's just so funny.
It's just
so funny.
It's just adorable.
Yes,
right.
It is.
I mean, it's just because there was the big ballet recital was on Saturday.
Yes, it was awesome.
And thank you again for coming. Like you made, I know
you're
coming.
She said,
and she asked for you to go.
Uncle Randy come.
But it meant so much to her that you were there, and then it meant like our family wouldn't stop talking about it all weekend. Like what a guy. Like, what a guy. I was like, I don't know. He drove to a ballet recital. Like, how cool is he, you know? I gave, you know, she's my kid, you know? But no, everyone was so happy to see you, and it really did mean a lot to me and everybody that you came. But there was 13 little, what do you call it? Little performance acts.
Yes,
13
yes,
acts
yes.
In the recital. Her group is the youngest ones. So obviously it was, you know, everybody's going to enjoy that because they're, and some of these girls were great.
Yes,
like,
they were.
You know, they
yes,
were
they
probably
were.
High school age or whatever.
Yes,
and it
yes,
was,
they
it
were.
Was pretty incredible performances. But between the 13 acts, because some of them went twice,
mm-hmm.
like some like went second and 11th or something like that. But in the 13 acts, there was probably 150 kids all told, maybe 200. Only one waved
only
at the
one.
Audience.
Only one. The only one
mid-show
that waves.
One show.
Was Miss Bunker.
Yeah, Lily Bunker.
Yeah, she showed.
She saw us over there, and she hit us with the big wave.
The big wave.
It was so good.
But she was so good, man. She was so good. And that's why we wanted to start off with that. The good stuff.
Yeah, the adorable.
The good stuff.
The fun, the wins that took place over the weekend. Because our baseball team,
goodness gracious,
isn't any fun right now. Nothing adorable about what they're doing.
Good. Well, I mean, sometimes because they usually win the second game.
Yeah.
Recently, they've been winning the second game.
And like the amount
of fun.
A lot of times, small things are considered adorable, right? The amount of runs they score tend to be small.
Yeah.
So they scored one run yesterday. That's cute.
Yeah.
And they did it all in the first inning. Aw, they got it out of the way early. Yeah, it's, you know, there's nothing really new to say about it. I mean, the month of May came to an end, so you can sort of chunk up some of those stats and look at what they did. They were one game under 500 for the month with the second best ERA in baseball. So everybody knows what that means.
Right.
The offense is just not good. They're just not. They're not good. They were 21st in baseball in runs in May. They were 20th in baseball in slugging. A lineup that's built to hit for power.
Yeah.
Can't hit for power.
Right.
And so that's it. I mean, that's the crux of it. They don't score enough runs. Their pitching has been phenomenal, and this is what it's going to continue to be until something changes.
Yeah, I mean, we talked last week, you know, the word is consistent. They're not a consistent offensive baseball team. I mean, yeah, Elder got his ass whipped yesterday, but he'll be all right, whatever.
I thought, you know, in the first inning, but to go 5 1/3 and only give up three.
I'm glad they let him stay out there.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, God. But I think, you know, like you said, when they get consistent with the bats, like, can they get consistent game two of this series, game two of last series?
Right.
Yeah, was it game two of the previous series before that? Whenever. Game two, for some reason, they go bonkers. Yep. Everybody's hitting home runs, guys are on base, all these different things.
You know what's funny, though?
To match with the pitcher.
You know what's funny? They scored 5.
But, Andy, like, scored one.
I know.
But I need the 5.
It's crazy.
I need the 5.
It's crazy how thirsty we are when we're calling 5 bonkers.
Yes.
Like, that's how it feels. Yes. Because this team, you know.
They scored one damn run.
These guys.
Off a solo home run.
In the first inning.
Yes.
In the first inning. And then the rest of the game, it was just, we're good. We're not doing anything else.
Because they get on base.
They were second and third with no outs.
Yeah, they get on base.
In the fourth inning. And then strikeout, pop out, strikeout.
Dude,
inning over.
Dealing yesterday.
Yeah, and Garrett Crochet is a good pitcher. There's no doubt, but Walker Buehler's a good pitcher too, and they touched him up on Saturday.
Yes.
Same thing with Zach Wheeler in game two of the Phillies series. He's a really good pitcher, and they got after him. So it doesn't really – they've looked completely useless against guys that you've never heard of before, and they've looked really good against some of the best pitchers in baseball. So who they're going against doesn't really matter. It's just who they are on a day-in, day-out basis. By and large, they're just not very good. And, you know, this is not May. We just ended May, so we're talking about some of what happened in May.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just this year where they're 27-31. This is all of last year,
too. Did you see what Grant Sweet this morning about they don't have any 3-run home runs? Like, I was like, really?
How many home runs? Just guess. How many home runs do you – and this is all stolen from Grant. I'm glad because Grant's our baseball guy, and obviously he does all the work, and then we can just say the cool numbers that he comes up with. He said this last night on From the Diamond. How many home runs did they hit in the month of May with runners in scoring position?
6.
1. They hit 1 home run in the month of May with runners in scoring position.
Get the hell out of here.
I know. That seems fake. Like, it seems impossible and made up.
Start over. They've only had 1 home run with somebody on base?
In the month of May. Now, May is over.
Was that Ronald? No, Ronald hit a solo.
Nas solo. Maybe he hit one with a guy on Saturday, but that was June.
That was June. Damn.
Yeah, in the month of May, they hit 1 home run with runners in scoring position. So it's like, those are those ones where sometimes you hear stats and you're like, I knew it was bad. That's worse than you could have imagined.
Damn it, Grant.
I know. Thanks, Grant.
Thanks, Grant.
Like Grant did it, you know. Like Grant's up there striking out with the bases loaded. Grant's just on Baseball Reference doing the Lord's work. So, again, he had another number where if you date back to about this time last year, they've played something like 80 games or something between May 1 of last year and where we are now. And they're 2 games over 500. So they're a 500 baseball team.
Yep.
That's just kind of what they are. They're just an average club, and that's – not supposed to be.
They're not exactly. They're not supposed to. They're in my opinion, and we can say this, their talent does not warrant where their record is.
That's right.
And so I think that is the most frustrating that is the most frustrating thing between the base running blunders, and they had one got lucky to catch or drop the ball. Like Ronald's fast.
On Friday.
Ronald's fast.
What are we
Ronald's
doing?
Fast, but damn, what are you doing?
Yep.
You know, and so you continue to have those parts. You have the ebbs and flows of this lineup. The guys who are supposed to, you know, be your big boppers. The guys who are, you know, do we have any guys on this team that like hit for like average? You remember that back when we were kids?
Ronald.
You have a guy who hits for average. You got your big bopper in the lineup.
Right.
You got your guy who gets on base. All those different things. Mm-hmm. Like they don't have that here.
Well, they're supposed to be the way they're built, and when they were at their best, like guys get on base, whether it's hits or walks or whatever.
Right.
Like they got some guys that tend to do that. But not right now. I mean, if you just look at the on-base percentage for some of these guys and take Acuña out of it because he's only played a handful.
Right.
By the way, like the whole thing was when Acuña gets back, he's going to provide this spark. He's been phenomenal.
He's been good.
Like, yeah. He's been as good as you could.
Strikeouts and everything, yeah, but he's been good.
But like by and large, he's been as good or even better than you could have hoped for in the first week plus,
yes.
Right? I mean,
yes.
He's hitting the ball. He's playing good defense. Like, he's looked as way closer to Ronald, like peak Ronald, than I expected him to already. Hadn't mattered. No. They've been terrible. They've been worse with him.
Yep. Like, it was just crazy.
Honestly,
yeah?
Since they went one game over 500 against the Red Sox in that series a couple of weeks ago, they're 3-8.
Damn.
So that's 11. I don't know that Ronald's been there for all of those games, but they're significantly under 500 since Ronald Acuña's come back. And it's not his fault because he's been doing his job. I guess everybody's like, okay, good. Now we can even take it less. I don't know. Like, we could take a load off even more. I really have no idea. But again, like, this isn't 1 month. This isn't this season. This is dating back to the beginning of last year. So let's start talking about this as if this is who they are.
Right.
Like, not what they're supposed to be. This is who they are. The only way it changes is if you got to make a move. Like, and I realize that the trade deadline isn't close. You're still allowed to make trades.
Yeah,
you can't.
But I'm
do
saying,
that.
Like, what are you bringing in?
You have to bring in someone at shortstop or left field who can actually hit.
Okay,
you just have to.
Yep. How far is Oboe out? Profar.
Yeah, he
June 30th.
Okay.
All right. So
28th or something like that. End of the month.
Okay.
But even he, like, that's obviously going to help
right.
for sure.
Right.
But he can't play in the playoffs.
Yeah,
so
but
like,
hell, let's get there.
Right, right, let's, for let's sure. Like, there. Playoffs are a wild thing to be talking about.
Ain't no
right
outfielder
now.
Up there with the Wanksters?
You're closer to the Marlins right now in the standings man. Than you are to the Phillies and
yeah,
the Mets.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Nationals surpassed the Braves this weekend,
yeah.
too. So a bunch of young guys with absolutely no expectations this year have a better record than you.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah.
And it's not April 7th. Like, it's June now. Memorial
yeah.
Day happened.
But no, I'm
so.
Saying, like, I mean, you're going to go out there and make a move at shortstop and those things like that. You don't need a band-aid at shortstop. You need a long time.
Yeah.
A long
you
term,
need a guy.
A long term.
Well, and here's kind of where I am with some of this
support,
stuff.
How about support, though? I mean. Arcia, just, you know, all he needed was to play.
All he needed to, and that thin air.
Yeah, all he needed was to play.
All of a sudden, he's hitting some home runs. I know it was a little bit comical that he, you know, he got dealt like the 2 days before Nick Allen got hurt. I know Allen's back. It was a short-term thing, but it was like, oh, dang, it would be nice to have a real shortstop right now and not have to go to it with the utility guy. But I don't really think anything's off the table because, to me, like what we're talking about from a big-picture standpoint is this team was built to look a way that it isn't.
Right.
So, you know, you paid some guys long-term money, and they don't appear to be those guys. Like, I don't know how many guys on this team right now I would consider untouchable, but it's way less than I thought it would be when the season started. I mean, who is it? It's Ronald Acuña, obviously. You're not trading that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Strider.
Okay.
Sale.
Okay.
Schwellenbach.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's about it.
That's about it.
That's about it.
Yeah.
But they're not going to – you're not saying that doesn't mean that because – they're not going to trade Austin Riley anytime soon. They're
they should think about it,
they're
though.
They're not going to trade Matt Olson.
You know?
They're not
going to
trade Matt
but
Olson.
But, like, okay, you're probably right,
yes.
and they probably won't, but, like, it shouldn't be a no conversation because this just isn't working.
Yeah.
Like, this offense just isn't – it's not good.
No, it's not.
So there's no point in being like, well, these guys are our guys. Well, okay.
They are.
We'll stubbornly grab on to being the 20th best offense in baseball.
But that's where they are, though. And that's where they're going to be because, like you said, they look at it from a standpoint. And you heard Snick, we're going to get it going. We're going to get it going.
He's been saying it for 200 games.
The bats are going to come back. They're going to do all these different things. This is coming from the managers. It ain't coming from me. And so, I mean, when you're in a situation where you have all of this money tied up to your guys, you know what I mean? It says a lot to organizations when you are taking care of your homegrown talent. And I know that I saw, oh man, before the season started, people were trying to use that blueprint that the Braves had to win the World Series, a whole bunch of their guys. You bring other free agents in, but for the most part,
yeah, no, there have been a lot of those types of contracts.
And they're trying, and they were saying, is this the new wave of baseball? Is this how it's going to be from now on? You're not going to see the 400, and then all of a sudden you just see $700 million contracts go out. But, you know, they were talking about aiming it for something towards how the Braves built their team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not working.
No.
Not working.
It's not. It's not. And again, it's not a month. It's not 50 games. It's 200 games now where this offense just isn't what it's built to be. And so, yeah, I mean, you got to change something. They're going to say the same thing, right? They're going to say, well, it'll come around. Okay. They've been saying it for a long time now, and it hasn't. It has not.
Dude, the Madden cover just came out. Yep. Ooh, it is sick.
Really?
It is sick.
All right.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe we want to play Madden.
We'll describe it to you next in what's trending, as well as hear some of the other highlights from the weekend. NBA Finals are set, and the we got another litmus test. I said it last year. I'll say it again. If you hear this one phrase, you know a person is a narc, okay? I'll tell you what it is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.